Blog Talk Radio.
Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Ted J. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story, you better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal, take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded, we belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular, can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show and it fits like a glove on the
life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life at Dust Live. I'm your boy, Steady J. And, man, we got a very wonderful show as usual. This is the start of the week. So that makes it hot after dusk edition. And then it's always fun to have y'all bring y'all the latest hot news, hotness, and bring some hot music as well as always hot interviews. Today is going to be no different with my girl. Minnie Bad is going to be in the building. So I'm going to be chopping up with her here in just a moment. And she's a very, very talented and beautiful model. I'm doing the big and holding down from the NY. So we'll be chopping up with her. As far as her recent shoot with our photographer Lucy Lencinas. I'm Lencinas for the Breast Cancer Awareness Month. The thing she decided that she did, and it was definitely a hot shoot. And then also we chopping over her as far as the rest of her modeling career as well. So we'll go to the phone lines and check it in. Also big news. Yeah, the public, y'all get to see it yet. Because I told the ladies that we're going to see it before all of y'all get to see it first. So once they had approved on it, y'all get to see it. But they're under Dennis. Oh, man, I'm telling y'all, the Dennis is coming. That's out for this very great month. It's crazy to check the Check Your Boobs campaign. Dennis are out. And we'll see. We'll see who release them. All right, let's go to the phone line. If I'm not mistaken, it's got to be my girl, Minnie Bad, and Dylan, correct? It's my girl, Minnie.
Hey.
What's up? Glad to have you today.
Glad to be here.
Hey, so you know... You. And just like I promised, as you see, I know I just literally posted right before the show, but you guys see the banner, and I did exactly as I promised, OZ. So you guys see it yourself. We'll talk about, you know, if we actually hear us on the air, our feedback on the air, and definitely, you know, first off, you know, going backwards, order, you know, I definitely like the shoot that you did with with Lucy. It was definitely hot. All your shoots are, you never disappoint us with the shoots, but I definitely like how you went in with the shoot with her, and definitely was glad that you took the time out to allow us to use your craft to be able to give back to something that's very important, that's bigger than all of us.
Yeah, I had fun with her. I had a lot of fun with her. I was extremely comfortable with her.
That's good to hear. So, first off, you know, we're going to start from the top. Before I even get into why you guys got the modeling, how did you come with the name Mini Bad? How did that name come up?
Honestly, I have no idea. It just, like, because I went through this thing in high school where I was already called Mini because I was small, and I'm small, so. And then I went through the whole Michael Jackson thing. My whole family is, like, a Michael Jackson fan, and I love his Bad album. So I was like, this is kind of catchy. Maybe I should just add it to the end of my name, Mini Bad. Because back in the days, I used to go by, like, Lil Mini and stuff like that because I was, like, in love with Bad Wow. So I was trying to, you know.
Oh,
but then I got creative. I got creative.
So you're going to be trying to make it a one-on Central Park to him one day. I want to be Mini with you, Bad Wow. Yeah, so you used to be doing the Hall of Fame, but you used to do the Hall of Fame real hard.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I gotta see that. But, you know, going off that point you just made, you said about you being a mini, and that's going to modeling, which I'll send you a question in a second. Like, what made you go into modeling in the first place?
At first, like, I was very little when I started. I was around 7. And then it was kind of something that I didn't really, really want to do, like, because I was young. I just wanted to, you know, have those big dreams that everybody has. Like, oh, I want to be a fire lady or something like that. So my mom would take me to all these, like, go-sees and stuff. So I was still doing it, even though I wasn't really, like, passionate about it. But then, as time went on, I was just like, I was like, I love Tyra Banks. I want to be just like her. So then I'm like, well, I'm not as tall as her, but I was like, I can do this. Then I'm walking around, and I see people like, oh, my God, are you a model? Then I'm like, no. But then later on, I started thinking about it like a year or two, and I was like, I should really pursue it. I should really give it a go and see how it turns out, and it's been working out for me, so.
Now, and go back, and that leads me back into the point you were making about your nickname, you being being smaller than that. Do you agree that the industry is starting to get to a point where they're starting to be more open to, like, just more sizes? Like, you know, one thing I love about print and stuff is women that aren't necessarily runway tall can actually have jobs and stuff, and, you know, really take a big, big, big chunk of the modeling industry still.
Yeah.
And, well, how do you, like, what's, like, your personal thought process on that?
Like, usually, like, for, like, certain, like, industries and things like that, like, in the modeling industry, there's different, like, sections of models. Like, for the taller girls, they do, like, that high fashion. And sometimes, like, very, very rarely, a person who's, like, my height, I'm 5'2", can get into, like, Ford models or something like that. Because if you're that good, and there's those short people that look tall because they have, like, long legs and things like that. Like, I look taller than 5'2 in my photos. But if you see me in person, I'm like, whoa, what happened? So with that, like, I think the people that are shorter have a more advantage in the industry. Because you could do things past modeling, such as, like, acting. They need short people when short girls whenever they're acting, because a lot of guys that are actors aren't that tall.
Right.
And then if you have a tall girl in a movie and they have to wear heels, then that's kind of, you know.
Right, and that goes to the fact that, you know, you like the fact that I like how you look young, but at the same time you still have that grownness to you, and like you said, like when it comes to acting, that works into your favor because you can play younger roles and you can play older roles.
Yes,
and
I definitely
that's
can do that.
Look for it. And that's. I mean, but definitely, it tells me, I'm like, oh, this, she was grown, trust me. No, not that at all.
That's why you'll never know how old I am, really.
Because first you go look at the one she was in the blue shirt. Y'all got to go see that one. Y'all see what I'm talking about. That's not a, that is a grown woman right there. I know a grown woman when I see it. So. Most definitely. Okay, so I'm going to another thing before we go to the quick music break real quick. As far as, now I love to put you on the spot. Who would you say is the top photographer that you have worked with so far?
The top photographer that I've worked with so far.
Yes. I know y'all hate when I do that to y'all.
I don't know who's number one.
I know y'all hate me when I do that, but, you know, I like to put y'all on blast. Who do you say is your favorite so far? I won't
like,
say top, because they're all top
photos,
photographers. Who's your favorite?
My favorite, let's put it this way. My favorite personally or my favorite as in photo-wise, as their work-wise?
Okay, well, that's a good way. Okay, answer both questions then. Personally and the photo-wise.
Okay. Let me see. Personally, I could say Lucy was my best because I was just, like, extremely comfortable with her. I absolutely, absolutely love her. And as far as photos go, I would probably have to say... this is hard.
I know, this is what I love to do. I love to put you on the spot.
This is hard.
That's what I do.
Can I say someone that I haven't worked with?
Yeah, I guess
see.
You can make that excuse up.
Well, a photographer that I love to work with because I absolutely love his work, he's in California. And he's Ken West. Oh, my God. I love him. Anyway.
Oh,
but,
she's like a smart
all right.
She's
I'm going
to
do
she wants to work with.
Okay. Then I work. Okay. My favorite one that I work with would have to be Gene Corletta.
Yes, I agree. I like that one.
You like him, right?
Him and Lucy. I'm between him and Lucy. I'm back and forth on those.
Excuse me?
I'm back and forth between him and Lucy. I agree with you 100%.
Mm-hmm.
Because they both gave us two different types of shoots in vibes from both of them. And that's what I like. I like to be able to see variety. And Gene, we went to Gene one, and he was like, ooh, okay.
I had like my fiction photos, and I had like my little fashion and
the referee. That's what I got for y'all. The referee. go do your research. Go like a fan page. You'll see what I'm talking about. The referee. Oh, actually, the referee one is on. When y'all go to the look at the show on the show page right now. You'll actually see the picture I'm talking about right now. The referee one. That's the one. One of my favorite ones, I must say.
Oh, that's your favorite. Okay.
Yeah. It's like the look it gives us is like, oh, my God, it's like crazy. So.
I think one of my favorite ones is in the red and black. That's one of my favorites from him.
I like that one too. But the referee one, it was just that look. It was just something about the look you gave him, the referee one. It was like, I have you under my control. It was like, okay, what do you want to do? Alright, so what we're going to do, we're going to go to a quick song, and then we'll be back and we'll chop it up some more. A couple things we're going to be chopping up. Of course, some of the hot mess for the week. What is in the hot mess? Y'all have to find out. Y'all come back, and then also, Mindy, if you haven't got a chance to, guess what we have released? The new the banners are out, and they're only in the group right now because I'm not releasing until I get all y'all feedback first. Once I get the feedback, I'll release them tomorrow to the public, so y'all are the first to see them. All right, so we got to go to the music break. My girl Red Shades. Featuring B Rose and produced by another good friend of mine, boy King Broswell. This is There's Something right here on Life at Dusk Live. Let go.
Cool for a while, hang all the time, and you make me smile. That's right, you my homie to the end, and I love you like a brother, plus you're my best friend. Something needs to get off my chest, but it's so deep that words can't express. It's killing me, I think about it every day, but when I try to do it, can't find the words to say. Debating if I really want to do it, don't want things to change, can't deny I'm going through it. Maybe I don't have no feelings, maybe I was just tweaking. Explain why I get a funny feeling when you're speaking. Some things are better left unsaid. Should I act on my thoughts going on in my head? I don't know, I'ma leave it alone. It wouldn't hurt to have someone to call my own.
It's difficult not to be apprehensive when you can't predict the result of your decision. That could alter a situation significant. Well, that's exactly what this is. Yeah, I got a crush and you giving me a rush, making me blush, got the nerve geeked up. Not a word I use often because this is the only time it's ever occurred. I wanna inform you of, you have surpassed all and not just some of girls that approached but fell so epic. Try to up the game but they just couldn't step it. And what I felt for you I just can't neglect it, but for some reason it's hard to express it. You enter my heart, the words won't exit. I wish I wasn't so hesitant.
If I'd known you were feeling the same way I felt, it would be less pain. Now since we know that everything is mutual, we can be regular and not feel unusual. Talk trash, do things that we usually do. Reminds me of how we played back in middle school. Now we're older and things are much deeper. I'm thinking to myself, yo, this dude is a keeper. On it or give it a chance to waiting on you. I already got my answer, not that hard, but I don't want to force you. Don't have to do it if you don't really want to. Don't work out, we can still be cordial. Always acknowledge you and never ignore you. That's just the worst because I'm optimistic. This here's love, don't tell me that it isn't.
With that is truly no use, cause it's obviously opposite of the truth. And you ain't gotta worry about forcing me, cause you captured my heart. I already surrendered my best, so relinquish my chamber to any and all intentions that you make up. Should they had us talk, I went and got a shape up. But that's the simple issue, do when you are love. The future's unclear, but I ain't scared to spend my life finding out with you. And as happy as you make me, I'll make you. Yeah, can you do me the honor of becoming the one I introduced to my mama? And when you speak of me, won't pause like commas. Someone you're eternally fond of.
There's something I want to tell you. There's something I think that
All right, welcome back to Life at Dusk Live. Your boy, Sonny J, that was Red Shades, featuring V Rose. There's something produced by my boy, King Broswell. And she was back in the build with my girl, Mini Bad. Mini Bad. So, oh, man, of course, y'all know it's Monday. And Monday, when this not be complete without a little bit of hot mess, y'all know we got to go in, man. We go in. Now, let's go for the you know what? I saw on the story that me and Tech out is didn't really too much care about. Y'all know how I am. Y'all be like, hey, you don't mention everything anybody else do. I don't want to be everybody else. I want to be Sadie J. Chris Brown, I'll go through that quickly. Chris Brown is apparently caught throwing the chick out of his house. And she's crying. So, you know, I mean, I'm just so bored with those stories of Chris Brown. I'm like, boring. Everyone talked about it already. Let's go to something else. Okay, so. Okay, so this is very interesting. If you go look at the picture, go on me and take out. It has one where it has, it's like my accountant's line, and it has her right next to Brandy back when they were on Moesha. Now, you look at it, yeah, I remember accountant's line. Yeah, I remember from the Parkers, Moesha. I guess some of y'all know y'all go all the way back. She was on 227, too, so some of y'all go all the way back. But, man, they got a picture of her recently next to Brandy. You know, it's crazy. Brandy still looks young. But then you look at Kendall's mind, God dang, she was like, she about 40-something. It's crazy. Like, the way her face looks, it's just like she's about 40-something. And it's wild. She is always one of my favorite thick chicks, and she is, it's not even thick. It's not even thick or it's not none of that. It's just, her face is wrinkly and stuff. Wow. And you can see this through the makeup. I can see this through the makeup, y'all. So, it's wow. So, that's the best story. Then you got one more one going on. Okay. Yeah, get ready for this one. And don't be surprised about this one, but this story is about a black woman who apparently was burned alive by Mitt Romney supporters because she wore an Obama shirt. They called her the N-word as she was burned. So, y'all, this is exactly how racist a lot of these people are. Like, It just goes to the point where it pisses me off. Like, I just don't understand it. Like, people are really they take it so far. You know, people say one thing about Mitt Romney, but you see the stuff that it invoked. Like, some of his comments, when he makes some of those comments where he thinks he's not necessarily being racist, when you say certain things like that, you draw people that act like that towards you. So now, people just can't stand to see a black man. Y'all really can't stand to see a black man do anything successful. They see him run to the country. Oh, they all hell breaks loose. They want to burn people because they're wearing T-shirts. But meanwhile, Stacey Dash is crying. Oh, everybody's talking about me. Ain't nobody burning, you know. Ain't nobody running around burning Stacey Dash. So, in the day, sticks and stones might break my bones, but words never hurt me. This woman got burned, y'all. So, Stacey Dash, I want you to sit there and think to yourself how horrible your life is just because you got talked about. Oh, well, everyone gets talked about. Obama supporters get it hard all the time, so how do you think we feel? All right, so that being said, moving on to the next thing. I had to get off my soapbox. That was my soapbox. Hot mess for the week. Ah, man, there's too much going on. Right, so back to you. Like, I got actually an opinion on that. Like, on the Obama story, like, how do you feel about that? Because the racism.
Team Obama all day.
Like, do you feel that people, like, do you have to get ridiculed because, you know, because you go for Obama? Have you ever personally had people say something to you because you were going for Obama?
No one's ever said anything. I never said to anyone who I was voting for. But at the end of the day, people say what they want to say. Like, it's different, like, with regular people, like, things that go on. Certain things people say about someone who is famous or a celebrity, they wouldn't say to someone who is just, like, a regular person because it doesn't matter.
Exactly. And, but I said, this burning situation, it's enough to piss me off. I just can't. That's the last freaking thing I think I was getting ready to see. I didn't hear this called the N-word and all that. But to see this kind of stuff here, and people be wondering why I get worried when I see people that do those little pictures on freaking on Facebook, and they got, like, Obama hanging from a noose and stuff. Ain't nothing cute about that, because how does people really be thinking like that? And that mm-hmm. woman that just got burnt, she's a perfect example of how people really think. They really mm-hmm. would want to do that to Obama. It's sad to say.
Well, anyone who's Team Romney definitely wants that to happen to him, even if they don't want it to happen that bad or whatever. There's people out there like that who think like that.
Right, and I know one of my comedian friends, he said he had to unfriend people on Facebook because they were getting out of hand.
Mm-hmm.
So, oh man, I said go as we get ready to come to a wrap up. It's over here in a moment. As far as, like, breast cancer awareness, why is it so important to you to support breast cancer awareness, and has it ever affected your family personally?
It's never affected me personally. I never even knew anyone who ever had breast cancer. I've heard things, like, about it. And then, like, I'm just, like, a supportive person all around. I like to help out. I like to do things for the community. So it's, like, it wasn't really anything that was, like, a personal connection to me that made me want to do it. But I wanted to do it because it was for a good cause.
Your personal connection was basically being an activist. It wasn't necessarily, hey, I know someone personally. You just love supporting a good cause.
Yeah.
And that's one of the best things. Like, sometimes you don't have to know somebody that necessarily had cancer or whatnot. It's just about you wanting to support something because you want to support something. So, you know, I definitely got to say I'd make you up for that. Most definitely. We got to give you a hint on that. Now, as far as within the next 5 years, what can we see you in the next 5 years?
What can you see from me in the next 5 years?
Yes. What do you see yourself?
You're going to see a lot of me in the next 5 years, I would hope so. I have a magazine feature coming out in November. I'm doing a few things. Hopefully, I'm just, like, everywhere. Like, everywhere a person turns, I just hope they see me, as far as billboards, as far as music videos, movies. I just want to do it all.
Definitely. You know, I appreciate you because, you know, you're one of the people that, you're one of the great models that got involved into this Sound Check Your Blues campaign. And, you know, you were like, hit me. He said, when I first told you about it, I'm gonna get a shoot done for it. And, like, is it too late? And you were just all that. You were just so excited about supporting me. And, you know, as I can
yes,
say again,
I
gotta thank
really,
you.
Really want to do it.
And you did a good job. And I thank you and Miss Lucy for getting involved. I thank all the ladies for getting involved. That got involved. I mean, it's just and shout out to Miss Lady Drea. Lady Drea, these bands, a lot, everyone so far that I've seen, commented them so far has loved them. And I'll tell you, I was going to have to bring an outside person on this, and I knew I brought the right person in. So thanks for just letting me know that was the right decision. And heck, as we come to a close, I want to thank you again for coming to the show, because, you know, you're definitely one of the top people I wanted to definitely have come on here this month, because just your enthusiasm with supporting such a great cause.
I'm happy to be here. Absolutely happy to be here.
All right, y'all. And I got to say one thing before we give y'all the information how you can take a show back out and whatnot. Let me tell y'all about the banner that she's on. Let me tell you what she says. She says she wants me to have her in the middle because she's adorable. She's adorable, and it's the right thing to do.
I am.
So, it ain't the middle, but it's actually the same exact thought process you were kind of thinking. You go see it. Same thought process.
And I just saw it not too long ago, and I was like, it's not the middle, but I'm definitely out there. I'm definitely out there.
Yeah.
So I definitely appreciate that whole left side right there.
I didn't see that. I didn't know what she was going to do. You know, I just let Joya do her and say, hey, bam, pictures, here's what I want it. Do your idea. And she just goes crazy. So big ups to Joya. And
big ups,
you know,
to her.
So as we roll on out, y'all, I'll give you her Twitter. I'm going to make sure y'all, oh yeah, her Twitter. I'm going to get her Twitter out. It's Lady Draya, LadyDraya. Is how you follow her on Twitter. And let everyone know how they can catch up with you.
You can follow me on Twitter at _ minibad, capital MINNIE, capital B, capital A, capital D. Or you can follow me on Instagram at minibad, or like my fan page on Facebook at minibad.
Yes, and don't be a dunce like I did earlier. And I had to _ after the bad instead of before the mini. So, yeah, I was looking crazy. She's like, I was like, you know, when you're looking at something, you're like, what did I do wrong? I did something wrong here. And that's what it was. So,
but
you know,
I wasn't even sure at first. At first, I was like, yeah, that's right. And then I was like, wait, that's not right. That's not right.
Yeah, you got me quick. She's like, so, let's remind you, if y'all missed any parts of the show, it's a reminder you can check it out at blogtalkradio.com/SettyJ. Look for the episode that's marked Hot After Dusk _ _ minivan. And you can spot it right away because I have a picture on there too. And then you can listen to the show as much as you want to. It's on iTunes for free. Just search Life After Dusk Live and listen to the episode marked minivan. And it's also in the dust spot. So there you go.
And make sure
and
you follow me.
Follow her.
Follow me.
All right, we have to give you that again. And we roll on out, remind y'all, in everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, where there's a J, or where there's a mini bad, or where there's a U, there is a way. Y'all tune into another episode of Life at the Dust Live with your boy, Teddy J. Make sure if you ain't on there already, join the Dust Spots at dustspots.com. That's DUSKSPOT.com. All right, we're rolling on out. Peace in hair grease.
All right.